Good morning. High pressure, which has been dominating our weather since the weekend, continues to keep it dry across interior New York and New England this morning. With another clear night and now sunny start to the day, temperatures are on the cooler side and most locations waking up in the 20s, although some teens out there as well, especially across the higher terrain. With that morning sunshine, temperatures will climb quickly back through the 20s and 30s toward the 40-degree mark. Gradually, though, we'll have increasing high thin clouds, which will lower and thicken through the afternoon. It'll stay dry across the region through the evening hours as temperatures reach the upper 40s to around 50. Gradually, the moisture and a weak disturbance will approach from the west, and clouds will thicken, leading to rain showers overnight tonight. Temperatures will largely be in the middle and upper 30s. However, a few spots, especially across the mountain valleys, will drop closer to 32, and we could have some icy spots, especially in the Adirondacks and Catskills and parts of the Green Mountains by sunrise tomorrow morning. A few leftover rain showers and perhaps a couple of slick spots through sunrise tomorrow, then mostly cloudy skies and mainly dry weather in the afternoon. Temperatures, though, will stay in the middle and upper 40s. Another disturbance will head in our direction on Thursday. Any sunshine will give way to increasing and thickening clouds with the chance of showers by the end of the day, with high temperatures reaching up toward 50 again. Remaining mild with rain overnight Thursday night and a few leftover showers on Friday. Then the next front blows through and skies will become partly sunny and it'll become blustery Friday afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. The timing of the next series of disturbances still in question, but right now it looks dry Saturday and a chance of some light rain or snow showers on Easter Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the southern plains north and east to the Great Lakes will stall out and stay in place through tomorrow evening. Moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico will stream northward, pooling along the boundary and produce rain, which will fall heavily at times. Rain will also extend into the Great Lakes and move into parts of the lower Great Lakes and central Appalachians by this evening. Flash flood watches have been issued for a large part of the lower southern plains from the Ark-La-Tex northeastward through the Mississippi Valley and into the lower Midwest. There's also the potential for some of the storms to become strong to severe with isolated large hail and damaging wind gusts across parts of the southern plains northeastward into the Ark-La-Tex and the southern Ozarks. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 23 degrees with an east-southeast wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 16, 60% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.59 inches, and it is beginning to fall. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 7 below zero at Estacourt Station in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, near 50, Boston, sunny, in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain moving in and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 23. The average temperature, 37, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 36 inches of snow for the month, which is 26 inches above normal. And 74.9 inches for the season, which is still 18 inches of snow above normal. There were 28 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 837, that's 33 above normal. And 5,379 for the season, which is 369 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 30. The record high, 78, set in 1998, and the record low, 11, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:16 p.m., 12 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, also pockets of sleet and freezing rain with lows near 32. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs right around 50. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, temperatures in the middle and upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, also a few pockets of freezing rain with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, perhaps a spot or two with some slippery travel as lows go back into the mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, perhaps a pocket of two or freezing rain as lows dip back into the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a morning shower, then mostly cloudy skies in the upper 40s. Thickening clouds during the day Thursday with rain moving in late in the day and at night near 50. Morning showers Friday, then partly sunny and breezy, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds again Saturday, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with rain or snow showers on Easter Sunday, upper 40s for highs. And another chance of rain or snow on Monday with highs staying in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.